Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the July 25th, 2022 session of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay?
Present.
Councilmember Klein?
Here.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Hales?
Here.
Councilmember Cusick?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Here.
Mayor Crowe?
Here. To all the members of the public, thank you for joining us this evening. Before we go too much further, this is the first time we've done Zoom in a little while, and I think all of us are probably having, at least I know I have had a little bit of an internet issue, so if I get bounced off, I know that the Mayor Pro Tem will jump right in and we'll do our best to keep this meeting moving along. You have before you the agenda as provided to you by Ms. Reese. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So move.
I believe there is a motion and a second, but.
And I think, Mayor, you're frozen.
Yep. I think, Mayor Pro Tem, you may have to jump in here.
Okay, all right. So I made the motion. Anyway, who was the second on that? That was.
I think I know.
Councilmember Clay was the second. I was the, you know.
The first.
The first, right. Right. So Mayor is right now, he is frozen. So I'll go ahead and approve the agenda. Any discussion on that? With that being said, no discussion. All those in favor accepting approving the agenda, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any nays? No nays. So the approval of the agenda has been approved. I'm going to give just a minute to see if he comes back on, but we'll move forward. There's no proclamations. And what do we have here, Loreed? Approval of minutes?
We have no minutes.
Okay. We have none. Appointments and boards, none. Swearing in to boards and commission, we have none.
Excuse me, Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have one appointment if someone can make it on behalf of the mayor.
Okay. And Councilmember Hales, please move. Go ahead, please.
Sure. Thank you. On behalf of the mayor, I'd like to appoint Cindy Lieberman to the Loop Special Business District Board.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second was Councilmember Cusick, I believe. Is that right? Okay. All right. Any discussion? All right, no discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 And no nays. All right. What's going on here? Just making sure. All right. Mayor back yet? Not yet. We have citizen participation and Ms. Loreed, we had how many submissions? I'm not sure that were actually online. I don't have that in front of me.
Mayor Pro Tem, we had about 40 written comments submitted.
Okay. And that was online. So if anyone's interested, you have access to that and you will have access to that online. We'll move forward, I believe, with there's no public hearings and we are moving to the consent agenda. And I will turn that over to City Manager Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem, Smotherson, and council members. Tonight, the consent agenda consists of three items, items J1 through J3. They're all considered more routine and can be approved by one action of the council.
Can I get a motion to accept the consent agenda? Councilmember Clay, second by Councilmember McMahon. Any discussion? No discussion. I'm sorry, Councilmember Clay. Yes, sir.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I did have one question about the solid waste truck purchase. We had money budgeted for one anyway. I think as all my colleagues know, and many in the city know, we've had some recent significant issues. It seems like, if I'm interpreting correctly, with a couple of different trucks. And so my question becomes, do we need more than one? Understanding the enormity of the cost associated with these, but it does seem like we've had problems with more than just one vehicle. Is that correct?
Mayor Pro Tem, Councilmember Clay, that is correct. If you recall, we have one vehicle that's waiting on an engine and other vehicles that go down intermittently. And what we're doing is cannibalizing that one truck that is waiting on an engine and using parts off of that truck to repair the other vehicles. Now that can only last for so long. So this purchase, while it will move us back towards normal operation, until the supply chain issue is addressed, we won't be back to completely normal. But having this new truck will be a significant improvement in our operations.
And certainly, so I'm supportive of the purchase of this truck. We need it. Will we potentially need just another new truck?
You currently scheduled in the capital improvement program a couple of trucks for next fiscal year. If we see that we're having challenges, then I may ask the mayor and council to advance one of those trucks to this fiscal year. But the funding is currently coming out of the solid waste fund, which if you recall, you recently provided $1 million in a loan to that fund. So it has its own challenges. But I certainly understand we don't want to get into a position where we're unable to collect either the solid waste or the recycling. And we're not at that point yet.
Thank you.
Okay, if there are no more questions for the city manager, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right, we will move forward with the city manager's report, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem and council members, this agenda item asks that you consider remanding the Avenir Chapter 353 request to the Planning Commission. This recommended action would enable staff to brief the commission and provide them with a recommendation on how to proceed. I'd be happy to respond to any questions that you have.
Any question by council? Okay, it looks like no. Ms. Councilmember Hales, yes, sir.
Pro Tem, I was just hoping, Mr. Rose, can you expand upon why you'd like to remand this?
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson and Councilmember Hales, in review of the actions taken by the Plan Commission when this was initially considered, it did not indicate that they were briefed by staff. So they did not have a briefing by staff that would reflect what the pros and cons to the 353, at least the economic pros and cons would be. And so they took an action without at least staff being able to share its perspective on that matter. So that's why I believe it should be, I'm recommending that it be remanded so that the Plan Commission would be in a position to receive a briefing from staff that will be able to highlight what the economic impact is of this project, as well as provide them with what we will, what our professional opinion is regarding the approval or denial of the 353.
Okay. Any other questions for the city manager? Looks like there are none. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the city manager's report? Motion to approve. Councilmember Clay, second by Councilmember McMahon. Any other discussion on that?
Mayor Pro Tem, just a clarification. I want to ensure that the motion is to remand the 353 to the Planning Commission. I believe that's the intent. I just wanted to confirm.
Yes, sir. Okay. And again, so what we are approving, and well, there's the, he's connecting. So I'll go ahead and finish this. And that is what we're approving, again, as the city manager stated, the Chapter 353 referral to the Plan Commission. All those in favor of approval of the city manager's report and that approval to the Planning Commission, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? No oppose? All right. So that passes, and I'll turn it over to Mayor Crow.
Well, I hope that I have for a while. I may, boy, I'm not sure how long this will last for me, but I appreciate that. We have no unfinished business. New business resolution number 2022-8. Who would like to introduce? And I see Boyne's hand, and that's the only hand I can see on my screen. So Larry, you may have to help me with whoever the second is. So is there discussion? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? And I'm doing this from a cell phone, so I don't know if there is discussion. I apologize.
There are no hands raised, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. If there's no discussion, there's been a motion and a second. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move to council reports and business, and I will lean on Ms. Reese to tell me if anyone is wanting to make a report.
There are no requests at this time.
I hear silence. Any council comments this evening? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between that body and its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion?
No move.
Motion made by Mr. Hales. Now I'm assuming there's a second in there someplace.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you. Would you please call? Is there any discussion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick. Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
And just for the record, Councilmember Cusick did agree.
He Mayor did Pro. Say, you don't. And Mayor Crow, aye.
Mayor Crow.
To the members of the public, I apologize for any technical difficulties that we had. The public session will now end, and we will move immediately into the executive session. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.